Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
G'day. This is the podcast and stuff. Things go on here.
Things do go on here. All sorts of things go on.
We're not doing that thing yet. We're not doing that. I just got that. We're doing an interview soon. So we record this straight after the show. We're doing an interview soon, and Damo thought that we were doing this interview right now. So
I thought it was right this second.
No,
what do we do now?
Well, now we're doing the podcast. You know, when I say hello and welcome to the podcast, that means that this is the podcast.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. You're really up with the podcasts.
Yeah.
Do you do many podcasts?
Look, I did have a podcast of my own at one point.
Mm. How'd that go?
It was off. Probably number one.
Yeah, through the roof.
In my household.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Mammy Leith, she downloaded it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like the whole thing now. People doing podcasts left, right, and center.
It's a thing.
They get on there and they talk shit, don't they?
It is like the new craze is podcasting.
I'm the podcaster. It doesn't make you a media professional, you nut. You're just some guy who or girl or whatever you are, talk shit. That's what it allows you to do.
That's what we do, though, isn't it?
But we get paid to do it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh,
so we're the smart podcasters.
We're the professional ones. Yeah. Okay.
We don't want to do this stuff. We're told to do this stuff.
Yeah, I get sucked into podcasting, though.
Do you?
I do, yeah. I have my
Merrick Watts has got a good podcast.
Oh, really? What's
his True Crimes podcast, yeah.
Oh, see, that's one of my favourite subjects is True Crimes.
Yeah, yeah. What's don't look at it now.
Why
look
not?
At it after because we're doing preparation for the show now.
No, we're not. We're just talking about what happened in the show that was.
Yeah, we're just talking rubbish.
Do you reckon that Sowie will end up in this podcast or is he going to be a podcast of his own?
I think he's a standalone podcast. Right.
Well, if you're interested in State of Origin, go to the Wave FM website or probably hit stop on this one and go to the Sowie one, all right? Because he's talking Origin that's on tonight.
What's Sowie one?
Sowie, the interview that we did with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's its own podcast. It's its own intro to the podcast. Just
so do we have to do an intro
second.
For that too?
Shit, no.
Oh, good.
What are we going to say to him?
I don't know.
Here's Sowie, had a chat.
Sowie doesn't want us to do an intro. Not like this, anyway. Gee.
Well, he does his own podcast.
Sowie's got it well
podcast.
Under control. He doesn't need us three, getting involved.
You're not wrong.
Oh, he's okay.
We get involved with him enough, let me tell you. Anyway, that was...
Is that it?
That was good.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it?
No, that was rubbish. That was 2.5 minutes of pure crap. If you listen through that, what are you thinking?
Well, there's more great crap coming your way.
Jed, what are your kids like when it comes to homework and doing homework? Are they all right with it? Well, your kids are young. So young.
So it's still a novelty. We make it into a bit of a game with Lulu. She's 7. Alani, year 12, wasn't a fan.
She wasn't.
I used to be like, have you got homework? No. She went to a school that had no homework until year 12, surprisingly.
I have the same mystery in my house, okay? Because Jarvis, my eldest, comes home and he always has homework. Kiki, the youngest, always has homework. Jagger, the middle one. He mysteriously has no homework.
So he's from the year of no homework.
It must be just a whole new thing that is following his year right through to the finals. I battle with him every day to get him to read anything. And we want him to read, you know. Kids need to read.
It's kind of the foundation, isn't it?
They've got to read a little bit every day. That's it. And I will put up my hand, I was never a reader. I hated reading.
Does he know that?
He kind of knows it.
Yeah, once you admit that, then they go, oh, but you didn't read.
I know. I let it
slip. But I regret it. Look where I am.
I had a couple of beers at the time, and I let it slip. Anyway, yesterday I decided to change it around. Okay, I'm sick of battling him to get him to read. I said, okay, you know what? Grab the book. We're going out into the garden. All right, we're going to read in the garden today.
Read in the garden.
Yeah, and I always sit with him. He has to read to me because it's the only way I know he's going to read.
Yeah, otherwise he pretends he's reading.
He pretends he reads.
He's going to go upstairs and read a book upside down.
Upside down. He's not doing a thing.
Yeah. So you're in the garden. What do you think? Change the scene. It's going to change.
Well, everybody says the environment is a great thing. So we got lots of trees and everything around in the back garden there. Tuck him out in the back garden. And I tell you one thing, it worked.
Really?
Yeah. He was, you know, inspired. He was reading it. He was loving it. I said, okay.
This is good. It's working.
You keep reading there. I'm popping into the loo for a second, okay? I'll be back. I can hear you.
I want to project your voice.
I can hear you. So I'm in the loo.
And he's saying, I can too, Dad.
No.
Not from such a great height, Dad.
No, I put a silencer on when I go to the toilet.
Sit down, Dad.
Anyway, I look, even Clark is
like
coming
he's just coming and giving you a pat on the shoulder.
Just give me a pat on the back because he said Streety's having a call at my silencer.
I know. So he's ringing while you're in the loo.
So he's reading, then it goes all quiet. And I'm like, okay, what's the story here? I go out. I said, where are you, Jagger? I can't see him anywhere. He's up in the highest tree you can possibly think of with the book in his hand. I'm shouting, I said, get down off there. What are you doing up there?
Trying to get away from the smell.
Trampoline was...
sorry.
Jeez, let it go. Let it go.
Too funny.
Yeah, me and he's... And he jumps from that highest tree down onto the trampoline. And I'm like, well, that's it. Stop it. This outdoor reading's too dangerous. I'm done with it. It's finished. We'll read indoors from now on. And while I'm in the loo, you can get the waft the whole way through it, okay?
What a beautiful thought.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, you know what I miss?
What do you miss?
Oh, chocolate.
Oh, because you got your diabetes.
Yeah, the old gestational diabetes. And I tried sugar-free chocolate. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same at all.
Tastes disgusting.
It's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate. But you know what I found yesterday? Arnott's have released a Tim Tam, but it's a candle. A Tim Tam candle.
Tim Tam candle.
So I can't eat it, but I can smell it.
Oh,
it's
pointless because you'll smell it and you'll end up wanting to eat the candle. Well, you can't imagine that.
Wax has got no sugar in it. So.
literally burning calories, eh? Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, they can put anything in a candle these days.
Oh, there's random candles out there. Jeez. Tim Tam, whose idea was this?
Arnott's, I think.
What a great idea.
Imagine going, oh, sweet, sweet. Tim Tam.
I better go buy 50 packs.
Yeah, that's true.
And turn myself into a diabetic.
And it's good marketing.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, here, I'm after doing a bit of looking around here. Now, Arnott's aren't the only ones who've done something like this.
Like
making weird sort of scented thing. And we won't get into Goop or whatever her name is.
Gwyneth Paltrow's candles. They've sold out anyway.
Remember, there was a Bathurst 1000 candle. Smelt like burning rubber.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Have that in your home.
Oh, wow.
What's that smell? Is the house burning down? Yeah. Nah, I was just watching Bathurst.
Me putting a Bathurst candle smell on?
That's
disgusting.
You can get bacon smelling candles?
Oh, bacon. Yeah. That'd be good for a vegan like you, Australian.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Bacon for me. Fake bacon.
Well, eat your bacon and smell your real bacon candle.
What about this one? Pizza smelling?
Ooh. What sort of pizza, though?
Well, look, it doesn't say... Well, actually, it does say it's a pepperoni pizza.
Oh,
pepperoni.
Nice. I like a pepperoni. Yeah. Good.
Yep. Urinal cake.
Urinal cake?
You mean urinal
cake? Urinal.
Oh, the little cake. Who wants to smell that? You don't even want to smell that in the toilet, let alone around your house.
Yeah, my house smells like piss.
Oh, no.
Yay.
All right. Well, actually, wait. I love this one. Okay, there is a poo-shaped candle. All right, it's chocolate smelling, but it's in the shape of like a little...
Poo. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I got it. I got the clincher. Okay.
Yeah, what?
Strippers.
What? Stripper candle.
A candle that, according to this, hot wicks have outdone themselves and have faintly offensive smelling stripper candles.
So how do you get a stripper scent into a candle? Like, and what
smells like sweat and beer, I'd say.
Oh my god. What do they mop up the floor afterwards and then bring out a mop into a wax mold? Or
if you're asking how they get that smell, how do they get this one? You can also buy a fart candle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Who is buying
them? I don't know. Who is making them?
There's a whole line of men saying, I will volunteer my smell for that one.
Kill people with my father-in-law's scent.
Yeah.
If you could do the ultimate candle, what would it be? Like if you had if you went, that's a smell that I would bottle and light and have around the house, not someone's
I'd be, oh, de Damien. You know,
But what would it be?
The scent of yourself.
EUE, the scent of me.
Oh my God.
I would go to the beach. The smell of that, the salt water in the air. It's an amazing smell.
Oh, do you know what I'd go? Fresh cut grass. Oh, I love the smell of that.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney and now Damien Leith.
Sowie joins us from the sideline view. Is there a victory song when New South Wales win?
I didn't win the series, so I have no idea.
Don't you sing after you win the first game? Trying to dig ourselves out of trouble?
That's harsh.
I'd say there would be something, but there'll be plenty of beers flowing at the end of what's been a tumultuous season for a lot of players.
Yeah.
And clubs and stuff like that. It all comes to an end tonight, so hopefully the Blues get the job done.
History hasn't always been in the Blues' favour, in a decider in Queensland. I mean, it's packed. It's going to be packed.
It will be packed. They've all got two heads up there, so there'll be 100,000 screaming fans ready to go. You can say that on Origin Day. But listen, I played out there, Damien, in 2011 in the decider, and I think for the first 15 minutes tonight, it's going to be, if New South Wales can jump out to a fast start or at least be 0-0 after 15 minutes, it's going to hold them in good stead, because so many teams have gone up there and the first 20 minutes you lose it and you get caught up in the crowd and a few things don't go your way and all of a sudden it could be 10 or 12-0. So New South Wales will have to keep it tight early on and start fast like they did last week, but not concede that early try.
Actually, just with the crowd, okay, so it's a massive crowd there. You are hearing it, aren't you? You're on the pitch. You know, if they're balking or if they're really giving you a hard time, you're hearing it, aren't you?
Damien, I don't know if you've known anything about my career. I get it from walking across the street that gets
Is that why you used to wear headgear all the time to try and block it out?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's probably you, Jade, standing there hurling abuse. Yeah.
I thought that bush was hiding me.
You hear it when you run out. It's like, I've been lucky enough to play in front of 80,000 a couple of times, but that Suncorp crowd, State of Origin, is just, they just want blood. They've been drinking all afternoon at Caxton Street. They're down there. They love their footy. They just want blood. So when you run out and you're wearing a sky blue jersey, they are as loud as ever. So it will be intensified early, and it'll make Nathan Cleary's job a little bit harder early on in this game.
Can we achieve what many people say is impossible, a decider at Suncorp?
We can, Straney, and I'll tell you two quick reasons why. Last week, the bench for New South Wales was fantastic. I thought Isaiah Yeo coming off the bench, Junior Paulo, they kept the momentum that New South Wales had. And Nathan Cleary, he came of age last week. He's had a year where he's been so close, grand final, Dally M. But last week, when the pressure and all the chips were pushed into the centre, he came up trumps. So those two things go right tonight, and they have their best game, the bench for New South Wales and Nathan Cleary. New South Wales will win the series and have a three-peat and on our way, hopefully, to catching that Queensland dynasty.
Yeah, you beauty. Hey, okay. Sowie, just before you go, mate, best of luck for your first day on the job at the Dragons too, mate.
I thought you were going to say, do I want to enter the choir competition?
You're welcome in that as well.
I did at school.
Oh, did
you? Well, the teacher I had at school. Yeah, Mr. Schultz, he hated me because I was a sports person and he was a choir guy, so we came to a balance where I could just, go once a year to help because I was in his class to the choir competition. But anyway, that didn't continue. Obviously, listen to my voice now. Jesus, I can't believe I've got my own radio show. Dragons today. Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to working with the boys. And I've been getting some stuff together for the last couple of weeks now. And we had a staff coaching day last week, so we enjoyed a few bevvies and started to tell each other how good we are, so I'm looking forward to putting it into work.
Good stuff. Well, mate, again, first day on the job with the Dragons, and don't forget, this Saturday between 1 and 4, the sideline view. Jamie Sowie, great to catch up, mate, and go the Blues tonight.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
I've got to say before I forget, happy birthday, Mama Jude.
Hey! Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Yep, that's all.
No, you can. Can I get a little recording of that? And
happy
I'll play it
birthday
later.
To Jude. It actually works really well.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It really does. Mama Jude.
It's not the first time she's heard that.
Ripe old age of 72 today.
72.
I don't know if she wants me to say that. Actually, she looks a lot younger than that. So you probably want people to know your
she
age.
She looks way younger. I met her. If you're listening, Mama Jude, I would not have thought that at all.
At 72, of course, Mama Jude's going to hear. She's been up going to the toilet four times already.
Mama Jude's never been a sleeper. Yeah. Never been asleep, but she's quite funny because when her birthday's coming up on Mother's Day, she'll actually tell you what she wants. She'll be like, all right, she'll talk about something randomly. And she goes, oh, can you get that for my birthday? Like last year it was a shovel. She wanted a shovel.
She wanted a shovel.
Yep. This year.
What was she burying?
Just preparing.
Milko better be careful.
Jeez. Milko get a whack over the head and just a hole in the back garden.
This year she wanted a tap. So she's going to wake up to a new kitchen tap. My lovely husband, he was up at like 11 o'clock last night. Putting a tap together, putting a bow on it, so she'll come in. She likes practical stuff.
That is so random. So why does she tell you? I mean, can you not go out and just get something yourself? Is this how she works?
No, I think because when you get to that age, and maybe it'll happen to all of us, you're sick of people just buying you stuff you don't need or want.
Like socks.
Yeah.
Socks is a common thing for guys.
Yeah, fluffy dressing gowns, like just stuff that you just, and so she's just like, I'm sick of it. I'll just tell you what I want and you get it for me.
Oh, well I like it. Well, a tap is a random thing. You'd never think someone wants a tap.
Oh, no. So she's getting a tap. Oh, and also, I've got this here, Damien, your new CD.
Oh, yeah.
Can you sign it for me?
Sign it?
Give that to Mum for a birthday as well.
Oh!
She heard you last week.
I'm not...
So hang on.
Wait a minute. Who's giving the present?
You've got a tap, and then you got a CD from Damien, and now you want Damien to sign that CD.
Yeah.
This is... Oh.
And I'm going to take all the credit when I get home, and I'll go, look what I got for you, Mum.
Mama Jude, it's from me.
Damn you, Damien.
It's not from her.
And of all the people that you could have got a CD of, you got it from old Lacey Eye Avery.
Mama Jude loves the Lee.
I know she does.
She loves the Lee. So
like you said, she's 72. She's getting on. She needs to listen to something calming, doesn't she?
Look, Damien is her go-to when she's had a couple of bevvies at the bolo and she wants to have a little dance.
Ooh.
She puts on the best of Roy Orbison.
It was the night of my life.
Now she's going to be putting on Two of Us, the best of the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah. Pretty Woman. Let it be, let it be.
Now, Hey Jude is on that album.
You know what you're going to hear in Jamboree. So to everybody in Jamboree, we're sorry for the noise coming out of Jude's place.
That's right. The Leith is serenading her tonight.
Nice. Wonder if Eileen knows about this.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Beck, because she went to buy a car seat for the little tacker.
That's right, and a baby Bunting, they fit it for you, and Beck does that. And then while she was fitting it, she was telling me about some of the stuff she's found down the back of baby car seats.
As a seat fitter, I've found, you know, the most popular ones are your good old Sultanas, hot chips that have been under there, lollies that have been stuck to the car seat now and the actual car. My one of my favourites and the most random that I have found would probably be a set of keys.
We want to find out from you, Illawarra, 427519065. What's the mankest thing you found behind the seat?
All right, Tanya and Unidera, what have you found down the side of a seat?
Good morning, lovely people.
Hello.
So my husband and I have this running joke that he's my big mouth because he, 2 or 3 days a week, he always has... cheese and biscuits for dinner.
Nice.
Anyway, looking down the back of the couch and to find my son's dummy, and I felt a sharp prick. Ooh. And lo and behold, this was my husband's favourite cheese knife.
Oh, gee.
That could have been worse. Could have been the cheese.
Oh, well, actually, that is true. That is very true.
Wow. Oh, that's not something you want to find. How did you... you didn't cut yourself at all?
No, just a slight prick, but it could have been worse, yes. Could have lost a finger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what she calls husband now after leaving that there behind. Your call's 427519065. Give us a buzz.
In Haywards Bay, we've got Jim. Jim, what's the most random mank thing you found down the back of a seat?
Well, it wasn't me, Jade, but some friends in America, they bought a car at an auction, and when they got it home... they opened up the boot and there was a suitcase in there.
Oh.
So they thought, great score.
Yeah.
And then they got it out and they opened the suitcase up and it was full of very well-used adult toys.
Right.
Gee. I was not expecting that.
Well used. How do you know if they're well used?
Well, they're all worn down.
They look like they'd been inside the chocolate factory a few times, they said.
Oh, Jimmy!
Oh,
Jim!
No one expected that.
We're going to cut him off. That's terrible. terrible.
Wow. That really went south really quickly.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
4275196.5 is our number. Damien, you actually tried this out last night. You, after talking about this, you went home and you asked Kiki to put a hand down behind the couch.
All right, Kiki, let's see what's down the side of the couch, okay? You can do it. I'm not doing it.
Hey, oh, my God. Okay.
All right. Okay, you got it? All right, go on.
Oh, what
go
is it. That?
Go on. You got to put your hand right down the side of the couch. What is it?
It's like top. Dad, it's your CD.
What CD is it, Kiki?
It's Two of Us, the song of
Lennon and McCartney. Available in all good stores.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.